Good afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair, and it's a fun day. It's a little warm, but it's a lot of people out here enjoying the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. So, of course, a big part of the fair is 4-H, and Yellow Medicine County has a great 4-H group of clubs and stuff, and we are going to visit with Maya Pesek. Maya is all smiles. She just got done showing, right, Maya?
Yeah, I just got done showing this morning. So.
Yeah. So we've done this every year, right? I got to tell our listeners, we've done this every year. And do an interview with you since what grade?
Since I was in kindergarten.
Yep, I interviewed you your first time in kindergarten, right?
Yep.
You remember that at all or not?
A little bit, actually, yeah.
Your mom took a picture of it. That's how I remember it, right?
Yep, yep.
So, kindergarten, first year, we've done the interview every year. I don't think we've missed, have we?
I don't think so, no.
And now what grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a sophomore in high school.
All right. This is kind of fun. We got to keep it going, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, how many years of 4-H do you have left then, Maya?
About 3 to 4 years, depending on if I finish after high school.
Okay. All right. So, educate me on 4-H a little bit. What 4-H club are you in?
I am in the Wirgland Willing Workers 4-H Club.
Okay. Say that again.
Wirgland Willing Workers 4-H Club.
Wirgland?
Wirgland.
Wirgland?
Willing Workers.
Okay.
And that, WWW.
Oh, that's easier. I'll say WWW. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about what you did just accomplished here.
This morning I showed 2 beef cattle. I showed a market steer, which is a big full-grown steer, and then a little prospect calf, which is a little steer.
Okay. And so, you got names for your steers?
Yeah.
Like your brother?
Oh, sure. their names are Maroon and Naveen.
Maroon? You just pick them yourself?
Yeah, okay. We pick them based on the letter of the year, because every year each group of calves gets a different letter, and
okay.
So that's what their name has to start with.
Okay. So, walk us through how you get them ready for fair showing.
About a couple months before the fair, I start washing them every day, and then I take them for walks every day, too.
Every day?
Yep.
Wow, that's a commitment, isn't it, Maya?
Oh, yeah, it is, definitely.
But it paid off today because you're going to the state fair, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's go category by category. Your first category today?
First, I showed my prospect steer calf, which won overall prospect steer.
And what does that involve? What do you do?
We walk them around the show ring, and we show them off to the judge, and then we have to set them in specific positions and try to give the judge the best view of our calf as possible.
Okay, what does the judge look for?
He looks for things like bone structure, the muscle on the cow, like things like that.
Okay, and you are responsible for what they look like, right?
Yep.
So that's why you walk them every day?
Yep.
Okay, I should walk every day then, right? If I want to build muscle?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so you won what on that one?
I won overall prospect steer calf.
All right, congratulations.
Thank
Pretty
you.
Pretty exciting about that.
Yep.
So that qualified you to go to the state fair?
Yeah, with that one.
Okay, so then the next one.
And then for my market steer calf, or steer, I won overall market steer, and then with him I also won overall senior showman.
Okay, and talk about what judges look for that.
And so showmanship, they look for you as the showman, and they look for how you set up your calf, if you're able to walk them well, if you're able to control yourself in the ring, you're aware of your surroundings, all the things like that.
So basically the judge isn't looking at your calf, they're looking at
yep.
you and see how you operate.
Yep.
Does your calf always cooperate?
Not always, but you know, we work with what we got for the day. So.
Okay. And how'd you do there again?
I won senior showmanship.
Oh.
So.
There you go, 2 for 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, third one?
The third one, I won overall market with my market steer.
Okay, what does that involve then?
That's my bigger steer, and they look for about the same thing as the little prospect steers. It's just he's a year older, a year grown.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you sell them then at the fair, or how does that work?
No, they'll go home with us after this weekend,
okay.
And then eventually here coming up in the fall, my one will go to market. And then my other one, we might sell this fall. So.
Okay. And so so you did really well today, so now you go to the state fair, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I will go to the state fair,
and
yeah.
That's excellent. And so do you enjoy what you do?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay. And what do you like about it?
I like the fact that you learn so many life skills through 4-H. Like, you learn how to be a leader, you learn how to commit and work hard to things and things like that.
Okay. And that's why you're involved in 4-H?
Yes.
Okay. How many are involved in the WW?
I'd say there's about 20 of us right now. We have a very young club, so we have a lot of younger kids, which is really great. Right now, I'm one of the older ones in our club, so it's really fun to help those little kids and help them learn their projects and things like that, too.
I suppose you remember that when you were in kindergarten, first grade, some of the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
definitely.
Them at all? Or?
Yeah. People like Megan Toll, like, definitely helped me through my journey.
Oh, awesome. Let's talk about your brother. Your brother, Mac isn't here. Talk about him. How did he do today, yesterday?
He did really well. He showed both pigs and calves. And with his calves, he won intermediate reserve showman. And he also got reserve overall breeding. And then with his pigs, he... I'm not very good with the pigs because I don't know much about them, but he got overall market barrel, and then he also won overall breeding gilt, and then he won intermediate showman there.
Okay, you know what I like about Mac?
What?
What he named his pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Tell our listeners what that is. This is awesome.
He named his pigs Barbecue, Pork Chop, and Sausage.
Did he come up with that? Or?
Oh, yeah, he came up with that all on his own.
That is awesome. That
yep.
is awesome. Well, good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about cross country. You run cross country for Canby, Minnesota.
I do run cross country.
Your mom's the coach.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You've been putting in the hours this summer?
Yep, I've been putting on the miles and stuff and getting ready for this fall. We're super excited to see how this season goes and yeah.
You have a good group of girls this year?
Oh yeah, I'm super excited. We have a lot of young girls, so I'm excited to see the potential we have.
So are you one of the leaders this year then?
I am. It's kind of scary being one of the older ones, but I'm excited.
All right. You guys got in the state a number of times.
Yeah, the past 3 years.
You have?
Yep.
The past 3 years you've been in the state. So.
Yep. I haven't missed the state tournament yet.
Oh.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, we do it again.
Do it again. So put in a lot of hard work. You got to work hard, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a commitment, and it's a lot of hard work.
It's a tough section.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We definitely have one of the toughest sections in the state.
All right. All right. Well, best of luck this fall. We'll
All right,
see you on
thank
the
you.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, before we end here, of course, you live on a farm.
I do live
All
on
right.
a farm.
And you tell our listeners your parents and stuff like that?
My parents are Mark and Allison Peschick.
Okay. And do you do chores every day?
Yeah, I help out with chores.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Great. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got to ask you what your favorite fair food is.
Oh gosh.
Just think about that.
There's
a lot of new food vendors out here this year.
There is a lot more new ones this year, and I haven't gotten around to a lot of them because I've been so busy. So hopefully I can in the next day here. But right now I'd probably say the barbecues at the 4-H stand.
Okay.
Those are really good.
I was going to go, yeah, you better say the 4-H stand.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you. I love the 4-H stand. That's where I eat too. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maya.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this again next year, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think I can stick around for a couple more years.
So.
It's always
Sounds
fun.
Great.
It's always fun visiting with you.
Yeah, it's fun visiting with you too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maya.
Yep.
That's Maya Peschick of the WW 4-H Club, and she was very successful today showing her cattle. And just want to remind everybody, tonight, Rhino is in the Heritage Center from 8 to midnight. That's what's going on. Free root beer floats. MBT Wireless will be here. Pam Rosendahl, and she'll be serving me a free root beer float. We'll talk with Danica Kamrath here in a little bit, around the 4 o'clock hour, and talk a little bit more about what's happening here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And with that, we'll turn it back to you, Maynard.